Which one did you read yesterday?
كان عن الحديث الذي يقطع قدام المصلي.
Oh, there's a من هذا الباب. Not in the prohibitions of pictures.
No, not this one. Not this one.
Are you probably read from the other book?
Should do.
Probably.
Yeah.
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه أما بعد. Continuing on with the chapter of chapter of prohibitions, in this case the prohibitions of drawing portraits on various items. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من صور صورة في الدنيا كلف أن ينفخ فيها الروح يوم القيامة وليس بنافخ. متفق عليه. عبد الله بن عباس, may Allah be pleased with both of them, he says that I heard the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, whoever draws a portrait, whoever makes a picture in this worldly life, on the day of judgment, this individual will be forced to blow a soul into that picture. Of course, once again, this is in reference to carvings or drawings, and specifically, namely drawings which are dhiyuh, which have souls in them, such as animals or human beings or bugs, etc. And the picture should be in such a state where, if the picture is in such a state where you can actually see the portions, the eyes, the mouth, the nose of these animals, then this is prohibited. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَلَيْسَ بِنَافِخٍ. This person will not be able to blow that soul. وعن ابن عباس وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إن أشد الناس عذابا يوم القيامة المصورون. متفق عليه. It is reported on the authority of ابن مسعود, عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه. He says that I heard the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, indeed the most punished of people, the most severely punished of people on the Day of Judgment are those who draw or carve portraits. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from this sin. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us guidance. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to empower us with the genuine knowledge of the deen. And we ask Allah to grant all of us Jannat al-Firdaws.